NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Rebels in Libya are fighting for control of the key city of Zawiya. They are said to be in control of the city center, but still battling snipers and taking heavy shelling from Muammar Gaddafi's forces. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro is in Benghazi. She says if rebels hold on to Zawiya, they would control the important coastal highway, the main link between Tripoli and the outside world.
At this point, Tripoli is effectively cut off from the lifeline border with Tunisia. Zawiya lies on the road that leads there, and the rebels now control part of it.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro in Benghazi. Activists say Syrian security forces are storming several residential neighborhoods in the coastal city of Latakia. Navy gunboats are said to be taking part in the crackdown to root out protesters. Activists say at least five people have been killed. It was supposed to be a fun night of music at the Indiana State Fair, but last night's outdoor concert took a tragic turn. Strong winds caused a deadly collapse of steel scaffolding. Jay Kaiser was there. He told WRTV-TV that the winds were ferocious.
The funnel cloud kept on going. It was moving trash cans and everything else. And one thing I heard was people screaming, yelling, and everything.
The popular country music band Sugarland was set to take the stage before the structure's metal canopy fell to the ground. Dan Goldblatt of member station WFIU in Indianapolis has more on what happened next.
Witnesses say many lives were saved by fellow concertgoers who rushed to lift the twisted metal canopy frame off survivors and help those injured reach medical personnel. According to Indiana State Police Sergeant Dave Burston, at least four people are dead and dozens injured after the accident.
The degree of injuries for those people ranges from cuts and scrapes to very serious injuries, and I want to be very frank that there is a possibility that we could have other deaths.
According to Burston, although a severe thunderstorm warning had been released, police were discussing an evacuation plan, but no order to evacuate had been issued to the crowd. For NPR News, I'm Dan Goldblatt in Indianapolis.
Minnesota Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann is the winner of the Iowa straw poll. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports her victory comes on a day when new competition joined the field of GOP hopefuls.
Less than 2 months into her campaign for the Republican nomination, Bachmann won what is considered to be an early indicator of a presidential candidate's strength.
Is this the very first step toward taking the White House in 2012? You have just sent a message that Barack Obama will be
a one-term president.
Ron Paul finished a close second. National frontrunner Mitt Romney didn't campaign in the Ames straw poll. Neither did Texas Governor Rick Perry. He was in South Carolina launching his candidacy. Still, he picked up hundreds of write-in votes here, topping even Romney. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Ames, Iowa.
This is NPR. Myanmar opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi has made her first political trip outside the country's main city after more than 7 years of house arrest. As NPR's Frank Langfitt reports, the journey is seen as another tentative push toward freedom under the nation's repressive government.
Suu Kyi spent the day visiting supporters in two towns outside Yangon. The events were peaceful. People reported plainclothes security agents recorded the proceedings and kept watch. Such trips have not always turned out well. The last time Suu Kyi ventured out for a political trip was 2003. Her convoy was ambushed. Several people died, and she ended up in detention for years. Analysts see the current trip as further sign of a thaw between Suu Kyi and the government of Myanmar, also known as Burma. The regime holds some 2,000 political prisoners and is seen as one of the world's most ruthless. Frank Langfitt, NPR News.
They're being called the no-names, but Americans Brendan Steele and Jason Duffner are atop the leaderboard heading into today's final round of golf's PGA Championship. Duffner has never won a tour event, and Steele is playing in his first major championship. He says it's a thrill to be in contention.
It's really exciting for me. I mean, it's just a great week for me just to be in the field, so to have a chance to actually win in my first major is really something special, and it was nice to play well today and roll some putts in and put myself in a good position.
Steele and Duffner are tied for the lead. Keegan Bradley is also playing in his first major. He's one stroke behind. No American has won a major title since Phil Mickelson won the 2010 Masters. The PGA is the last major championship of the season. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News.